what I can say is happening is that the Boko Haram have succeeded in performing a big gesture of their lawlessness and the violence, especially in the bomb outside the Catholic Church that killed over 40 people. But as for the reported ultimatum that was issued by somebody who is claiming to speak on behalf of Boko Haram, most Nigerians are not taking it seriously because in the first place, it doesn't seem to make sense. Where is the north and where is the south? Where are you drawing the line? There are Christians all over and there are Muslims all over. We just pray that somehow better sense will prevail and all Nigerians of goodwill will join hands to get them to stop this kind of location.
You said, Bishop, that where do you draw the line when it comes to who is in the north and who is in the south in Nigeria? But it seems Boko Haram, as you said, really knows what it is doing. It's instilling fear in the people.
Well, first of all, I think I would be right to say that Boko Haram does not represent the authentic voice of the Muslims of Nigeria. The leaders of Islam in Nigeria have clearly disowned them. So I do not know what has given them the feeling that they can speak on behalf of all Nigerian Muslims or northern Muslims, let alone giving instructions to them to do anything. I think it is a pity that their ultimatum has been given such wide publicity. I think it would have been better if it had been completely ignored.
Now, Archbishop, what do you make of the Christmas Day bombing? I mean, how are Nigerians overall, and let's say Christian Nigerians, how are they dealing with it?
Those who are directly affected, those whose parents have been killed, those whose brothers and friends have been killed, has obviously have not overcome the shock. They are nursing their wounds. And also the parish and those whose parents have been killed, they are trying to recover. But the rest of us in the country, we are looking at the bigger picture. We are looking at our country and the prospects of our living together in peace. I believe firmly that whatever desire to drive a wedge between Christians and Muslims may be the purpose of this kind of attack. The fact is that the attack has rather brought us together. Since Muslims have been showing us expressions of condolences and sympathies, and they have been condemning what has happened. The problem for us, and it's making a lot of people angry, insecure, unsure. That is why we challenge government to do all that is required and necessary to make us regain trust in the ability of the government to protect all Nigerians, innocent and loyal.
As you said, Boko Haram does not represent the plurality of all Muslims in Nigeria. But I talked to some Nigerians who say, how come the leading Muslims or Islamic people in Nigeria, how come they are not speaking out against Boko Haram?
Well, I do not know which Nigerian you are speaking with, but I said I have heard them. They have all spoken against Boko Haram. They have disowned the group. They have said they are not Muslims. So I take their word for it. Of course, there are many Nigerians who don't believe it and say that they are not sincere, but I have no reason to disbelieve what the leaders are saying. If by leaders of Islam you mean the Sultan of Sokoto, the emirs, the other people who are normally considered Islamic leaders, and the governor of the state of Niger, who is himself a Muslim, who clearly states that whoever did this cannot consider himself belonging to any religion. Now, these are the kind of things we are hearing. We have not been hearing it before. We are now hearing it.